That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Thursday night program here on the Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network. Saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation, give us your prayer requests, prayer phrases, those good things, because tonight we have Brother Quick with us again in the house for another great message here on the Jumbo Braille program tonight. And Sister Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
Well, God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, we have you, Brother Jim, of course, Brother Quick, and me.
Okay, so Emily decided to take a powder on us tonight. Brother Quick, I'll have to get her tonight. She's probably listening with her stepdad tonight. So, all right. Well, we know usually the prayer requests that Emily has, they're usual about the first responders, etc. Of course, our prayer requests of the needs for our blind ministry and our physical ones as usual. So we'll just get right into the program tonight. So, Brother Quick, we'll let you start off with prayer and get right into the program tonight.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brother Ken. It's good to be back with you one more time this Thursday night. and looking forward to what the Lord has for us this night. Let's just bow and go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll remember these requests as well as what I can. Father, we're asking now that you just be with us in a special way this night. Help us in all that needs to be said and all that needs to be done, and we'll sure enough thank you for that. I pray that you'd be with Miss Emily. She's not with us tonight. She's with her stepfather or something, Brother Ken said. But I'm asking that you just be with those requests that she usually makes for the first responders. And my request is always that you be with every policeman in this nation and put a hedge of protection around each one of them, because that's not an easy job, that is for sure. Then I'm asking that you be with Brother Ken. You just touch him and help him through this ordeal that he's been through. Asking that you just help him in all that he does. Help him in the ministries that you've given him here on the 6A's radio network. And we're asking that you'd supply a bus for them to be able to get out to the blind people in their area and be able to get the gospel to them. There's nothing better than to be able to get the gospel to those that can't get around by themselves. And so I'm asking that you just minister in this behalf and strengthen him in a special way. Be with his wife and help her, and let you be a Brother Six, and just continue to keep your hand upon him. He's always been a blessing to me, and I know he's been a blessing to a whole lot of other people. So this night, I'm asking that you just help us and just minister unto us and help us to be your mouthpiece. That's all that we want to be, is just your mouthpiece. We can't be anything else besides that. And so we'll thank you for that now. And just be with us in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We have been preaching on the subject of growing in the grace of God for several weeks, perhaps 2 or 3 months already, and there's just so much more that needs to be said. We started our studies in the book of James, and we this past Thursday night, I preached on you to you from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Now tonight, I want to go back to James chapter 4, and I want to zero in on verse number 7. Listen to what this says. When you think that you've got so much to do that you just can't seem to get too much more done for the Lord, you better listen to what God's got to say in this verse of Scripture. Verse number 7 starts off by these words. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. You want to know why you don't get so much done? It's probably because you're not taking the time to submit yourself unto the Lord God himself. You see, there's a world of difference between submission and subjection. Subjection is when you know that you have to do it, you don't want to do it, you just don't like doing it, but you know that you have to do it. That's subjection. That's how it was in my life before God saved my soul. I was subjected to do exactly what the devil bid me to do. And I didn't want to, but I didn't have no choice. That's exactly what I had to do. Submission is different. Submission is a willful, listen to me now, submission is a willful desire and sincere want to serve God. And God will help you to learn submission. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's the only way you're ever going to serve God and get anything done for God, is through a life of submission. A life of submission means I want to serve God. I don't always have the strength to serve God, but I want to serve God, and I'm going to serve God to the best of my ability, and to the best of the ability that God gives me. And as long as we'll pray that and live that, we'll find ourselves doing a whole lot more for the Lord God in heaven, and that is for sure. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Look at the next part of verse number 7. Resist the devil. Nowhere in the Word of God can we can be found where we are to command the devil to do anything. Anytime that I hear people commanding the devil to do different things, it makes me shudder, because they don't even know what in the world they're doing. They're thinking that they're commanding the devil, and they don't have the power to command the devil. And when the devil hears that, he just laughs a little bit and just nudges them a little bit more, and they continue to do exactly what the devil would have them to do. Amen. We cannot command the devil to do anything. But we, as a child of God, have the right and we have the privilege of resisting the devil. How do we resist the devil? We just simply say, no, no, no. Every time the devil comes along and says, hey, listen to me, no. Hey, come and do this with me, no. That's going to be our answer every time. Resist the devil. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Begin living a life of submission unto God. And then the next step is to resist the devil. We begin a life of resisting the devil. We don't have to do what the devil tells us we've got to do. You see, when God saved my soul and when God saved your soul, he put us on an altogether brand new route. That route is we're on our way to heaven. Anything that we can do to honor our God and to please our God is going to make our life a whole lot better off. Amen. Amen. We're not even home yet. We're several miles away from the house yet, but that's all right. We found a nice lit up place where we could stop and begin to give you people these notes that God has given me. You see, the last few days, this past Tuesday morning, I had the privilege of being the fourth preacher in a preacher's fellowship in the state of North Carolina. Oh, listen. Nobody knew what anybody was going to preach. Nobody knew anything at all about anything that anybody was going to preach. But I was the third preacher. And the message that I preached right out of this verse of scripture right here. And every message lined us up with revival. You know why we don't have revival? It's because we really don't want revival. Amen. If we really wanted revival, we would really seek after God for revival. We would really do something in our own hearts for revival, and we'd find ourselves in a state of revival. Amen. God has promised that. Well, this verse of scripture goes on. It says this: submit yourselves there to God. Resist the devil. The rest of verse number 7. And he, the devil, will flee from you. Oh, hallelujah. I know what it's like when I know that the devil is running away from me. I know what it's like when the devil cannot stand to be anywhere near me, because it's going to be nothing more than just total catastrophe on his part. He cannot stand to be in my presence when I am submitting myself unto God, and when I am resisting the devil, I don't have to do anything more. The devil has no choice but to run away from me. He cannot stand to be near me. Oh, that's quite a life to live. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you that is quite a life to live. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You see, I'm talking to you, preaching to you, about growing up in God's grace. We're just taking some mighty, giant steps in verse number 7 of chapter 4 of the book of James. These are giant steps. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's a giant step. And yet, fear to God is right there to help us every step of the way. Amen and amen. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's sure enough sign that you're growing in the grace of God. Resist the devil. Don't think you've got the right to try to tell him what to do. You don't have. I don't have. That's going to do in your heart and in my heart. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. When we do that, then we have the power to resist the devil. And when we have the power to resist the devil, he has the power to run away from us. That's the only power that he has. He cannot hang around us any longer. Amen and amen. Well, listen to me. Draw nigh to God, verse number 8 says, and he will draw nigh to you. Wow. I'm preaching to you on the subject of growing in God's grace. When we learn what it's like to submit ourselves unto God, when we learn what it's like to resist the devil, then we need to also learn what it's like to draw nigh to God, draw near unto the Lord. How do we do that? Through submitting unto him. You see, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Here's the thing of it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this, verse number 8. Cleanse ye hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, talking about always having a big smile on our face and always having a big smile in our heart. No. When sin comes knocking on our door and we know that it's there, that's not laughing time, ladies and gentlemen. That's a time to afflict yourself. That's a time to say, Lord, I got to have some help right here. Lord, I can't do this in my own power. I've got to have you to help me. When we do that, we'll find that there's a whole lot of grace there that we didn't even know about. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to heaviness. What I just read in verse number 8 is a clear-cut picture of somebody that's living their life for Christ. It's a clear-cut picture of somebody who is learning what it's like to submit themselves unto God. It's a clear-cut picture of what it's like for someone to really know and understand what it means to resist the devil. It's a clear-cut picture, because that's what happens when we begin to grow in the grace of God. We begin to start learning some of these things that we never knew before. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, just because you trusted Christ to save your soul, that's not the end of the story. That's just the beginning. That's not the last chapter of your life. That's the very beginning of your life. Because from there on, you have the responsibility to live your life in such a way that it pleases God all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad for that. You see, I've learned a whole lot about growing in the grace of God in the 65 years that I have been in the family of God. It's not always been easy. No, it's not always been easy. But it's always been worthwhile to learn what it was like to submit unto my God all over again. It's always well worth it to understand what it really means to resist the devil. It's always well worth it when all of a sudden the devil cannot be found within a country mile of my heart because he is too busy running for his own life because he can't stand to be around me. Because if he's going to stay around me, it's going to be utter and total defeat on his part. And he can't stand that. Amen. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, ladies and gentlemen. Resist the devil, ladies and gentlemen. Find him running for his life. Draw nigh to God. And when we draw near unto him, we're sure enough going to find him drawn near unto us. That's the whole story of what it's like to really, really know what it's like to be born again by the grace of God. Amen. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I've tried my best to live my life according to the fact of submitting unto my God. It's not always been easy because sometimes I like to think, oh, no, I can handle this all by myself. No, 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 no. I can't handle any part of life in my own. I have to have the Spirit of God upon me. I've got to have the presence of God right close to my heart. That's the only way that I can do it. That's the only way you can do it. So, remember some of these things. That sounds like some rough way to go. This is the only way to go, ladies and gentlemen. To submit unto the Lord is to willfully give in to the Lord, to willfully obey the Lord. That's exactly what submission is all about. And if we'll learn that, we'll learn a whole lot about what it's like to win things in our life for the glory of God. That's what it takes. That's exactly what it takes. You see, we all the time like to say, well, I've just been praying for revival. It's just not coming. Now, hold on now. If you're praying for revival, if you're really going to pray for revival, that means that you're going to find yourself submitting unto the Lord God on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. And when you do that, you find yourself positioned to be able to resist the devil. And when you find yourself in a position to resist the devil, revival is not very far away. And that is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That is a fact. You see, the devil cannot stand to be around a child of God that's learned what it's like to be in submission unto God. And the devil cannot stand to be around a child of God that's learned what it really means to resist the devil. The devil can't stand to be around us. And that's why we so many times fail. Because we're failing in these two points right here. We're failing in our submitting unto God. We're failing in our resisting the devil. And when we do those things like that, the devil can hang around just as long as what he wants. And he never any kind of a bad look on us. Never does. Because he's got you and me in his control, and he can do whatever he wants anytime that he wants. Do you see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? If we're going to be growing in the grace of God, we need to get into this Bible. the authorized version, the AD 1611 King James Bible that we have given to the English-speaking person today. That's it. That's the only copy we've got. And that's the only copy that we need to spend time studying and learning and memorizing. That's the only copy that we ever should sit down and read, because that is the Word of God. Well, listen. Let me give you our address right off the bat. My address is 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. That's one word, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And that's right here in the good old United States of America. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And listen, I want to hear those prayer requests that you want to send me. I want to be able to read those praise requests, remarks that you want to send me. I want to be able to read those things, because that will help my praying for each one of you. Oh, our Father, thank you so much for these moments together again this night. I would plead with you that you'd help each one that has heard me. Help each one of us to understand that we have responsibilities as a child of God. We have responsibilities before you in order to live a Christian life in such a way that pleases you. So you watch over us now and you help us and be with Brother Ken and just keep your hand upon him. Be with Brother Six. Continue to strengthen him. And we love you with all of our hearts and thank you for these moments now. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken?
And thank you, Brother Quick, for that good, awesome message. It was a good one. And I like the main point that you kept making there about resisting the devil rather than commanding the devil, because it's not our right, as you said. We can't command the devil anything, because as the Bible tells us, that even Michael the Archangel, in his dealings with Satan, he says, look, I'm not going to do anything. Look, I'm going to let the Lord rebuke you. So we need to remember that, because, I mean, there's a lot of those groups out there. They're saying, in the name of Jesus, I command you, Satan, blah, blah, blah. But that's a bunch of horse malarkey. We need to remember it's not our place to command the devil anything. And also, amen. If you're out there and have any prayers, praises, prayer requests for Brother Quick, and you wish to send them via email, you can do so through my email address, and I'll forward them on to Brother Quick, and that's feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, King, like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. Again, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In the subject line, put prayer request, prayer praise, whatever, to Brother Quick. And then in your body or email, just write down whatever it is that you have for a comment or whatever for Brother Quick. And then I will print that off, send it to Brother Quick. And then when he replies, he could just reply and he'll send it back to me. And then I will take and translate that back to you and get it right back to you ASAP, and then you'll have your reply from Brother Quick. So please, if you wish to do it, email. That's how you do it, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. All right. And then, of course, now, Ruth, who do we got with us, if anybody wishing to make any other comments to Brother Quick tonight?
course, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Jim, Brother Quick, and me.
Okay. Does it look like anyone else joined us? Okay. Do you have any comments, or?
It's a wonderful sermon, as always. We praise the Lord for that. Amen.
All right. So just the last few comments real quick. If you wish to get this message or any other program here, the Success Radio Network, there's a couple options for you. If you got a smartphone or tablet, you could go on the podcast section of that and type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Click on enter, and then when it pops up there, go to the upper right-hand corner and click subscribe, and you'll have Six Eyes Radio Network on demand anytime, day or night. And you'll be able to get this program as well as any others, and any new ones that come up, you'll have them right there at your fingertips. As well, you could go to blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes, blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes, and you could get us there, as well as on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and other available ways you can go there too. So with that, also remember, radio is not cheap. This does cost. So if you wish to keep us on the radio and keep us on the air for great programming just like this, you got a couple options. First off, for you PayPal users, go to paypal.com, enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, enter $ SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very much, and we know that God will bless you. Also, the third option you have, if you wish to send a check or a money order, just contact Six via his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information for Six Eyes Radio Network, and then in there, request the information for how to send a check or money order, the payable information, etc., and the address where to send it, and he will give you that information so that you can send a check or money order. Amen. And with that, Brother Crick, we're going to ask you to give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, Brother Ken. And I'm asking that for those that are listening, just like Brother Ken said, it's not cheap to have radio airwaves going out. It always costs money. And so I would ask that you'd consider what he has said, and I would ask that you'd prayerfully send some money one way or the other, however it was that he said. And Brother Six, I know, will appreciate that very much. And I will appreciate that very much also. All right, let's pray now. Our Father, thank you for these moments together again this night. You, Lord, that you would deal with every heart that's hurt, every word that was said this night. Help each person to know that they've got responsibilities before you. They got responsibilities before their own heart to take care of before you. And I would plead with you that you'd help each one of us to remember that growing in the grace of God is not always happy-go-lucky stuff. Sometimes we've got to stop and listen and just do as you bid our hearts to do. And so I'm asking for victory in those that listened this night, that you'd be with Brother Ken and these needs that he's given, asking that you just minister unto him physically and spiritually, and for Brother Six, that you'd minister unto him physically and spiritually. And Lord, we just love you with all of our heart. Thank you so much for these moments to be able to break the word of God to the listening audience. And I'm asking that you have helped each one of us to understand what we preach to them this night is a responsibility from you to every born-again child. And so help each one of us to understand that we've got responsibility to take care of before you. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And God bless. We'll catch everybody tomorrow night on the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, 9 p.m. God bless, everybody. Have a good night.
Bless everyone.